This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. The monsoon moisture continues to improve drought conditions in Colorado. Exceptional drought, which is the worst category recorded by federal drought officials, now only covers about 4% of the state. 3 months ago, that was more than 16%. Places in extreme drought have dropped over the last week to about 15% of the state. While conditions have improved on the western slope, moderate drought has moved into the northeast corner around Washington County. Governor Jared Polis says he won't accept school districts without mask mandates deciding to transition to remote learning because cases are too high. Here's CPR health reporter John Daly.
Some districts are not requiring students to wear masks, and Polis has not implemented a statewide mandate so far. But the governor says the goal is to keep in-person learning, and masks assist in that goal.
There are some school districts that without mask requirements that are able to stay in person, but if they lose that ability over time and they go online, I think it's time for a serious conversation to say, you can't just go online and not have in-person classes.
CPR News documented hundreds of COVID-19 cases in just 4 Colorado school districts already this year. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
More Denver performance venues will require audience members to be vaccinated against COVID-19. Denverite's Maggie Donahue has more.
The resident companies of the Denver Performing Arts Complex will require both proof of vaccination and masks starting in October. The new rule applies at indoor performances by Colorado Ballet, Colorado Symphony, Denver Center for the Performing Arts, and Opera Colorado. All patrons over 12 years of age are expected to be vaccinated before attending shows, and those under 12 must show a negative COVID-19 test. Maggie Donahue, Denverite.
This is CPR and KRCC. Denver is at 79 degrees.